This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, let's touch table on some football. David has been doing these match games all week. New faces, new places. Hit the music.
So we did, they had coaches, coaching carousel first. We did
quarterbacks.
The quarterbacks yesterday. So now let's go around and talk about the potential free agents and where they should go. Let's start with your linebacker, Rico Dre Greenlaw. Potential suitors, it says, Rams and Eagles.
Wow. I think for the Rams, it would mean that they're going to keep the thing together and they're really going to try to grow that defense and they're not going to blow the team up, and it probably means Stafford sticks around. I would think the Eagles would probably be the better fit, or he can just stay at home.
Okay, so now that we're done with NinersPod.com.
He just asked me a question.
Rams. Eagles have Baum. They still have N'Kobe Dean. Rams.
But I think he's an upgrade. Whatever team he goes to, he's going to add, especially because the Eagles are a young defense.
Rams.
Okay.
I want him to bust your ass twice a year. That's what you deserve. David?
This next one may be a little questionable here because he didn't show up for all of the offseason, and they had to come out with a deal for him to eventually show up for the New York Jets. That is edge rusher Hassan Reddick. Potential suitors, Cardinals and Falcons.
Well, the problem is he already was in Arizona. So I'll just say you can't go home twice.
Okay.
Atlanta's got a new DC. That defense was morbid. They couldn't even line up correctly. So that's like process of elimination for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Next on the list.
Now, we have to pick these teams or can we go off the board?
No, you can go off the board. You can match him with someone else if you want to.
Look at this guy. He takes one weed gummy and all of a sudden he doesn't tell us the rules.
So Greenlaw, Hassan Reddick, anywhere else other than...
I told you we're Greenlaw.
Home.
Keep your house. Right there.
It burnt down.
It's San Francisco. He's fine.
Not the same part.
That whole state's a hellhole.
Something else will burn soon. Yes,
Dre, there's better places to live. Get the hell out of there.
You're fine.
Wide receiver, Buffalo Bills, Amari Cooper. Now, I can give you the suitors, but
who are your suitors?
The Patriots and the Titans.
Ugh. Stay.
Do
whatever you can. Duct tape yourself to Josh Allen.
I was about to say, if he's got a good relationship with Josh Allen, yeah, why go anywhere if this works? If not, maybe you go out to the Chargers. Justin Herbert, you could be their guy out there if the state's still around.
Why does anyone live in California? Why? Taxes, natural disasters, government.
They say how beautiful it is.
It doesn't matter.
And you got the beach.
You bleed out of your eyeballs to live there. And your house might burn down. And the insurance companies might not insure you. No.
But the beach.
Here's a picture of a beach. Our weather may be miserable, but at least when I go home, at least I know my house won't be on fire.
And Hollywood and celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
You could drive down the street and, is that Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, let's live near that collection of unholy buttheads. Yeah,
right, exactly. Let's go to the next player. Another 49er, Charvarius Ward. potential suitors, Vikings and Commanders. And before you say it, Rico, everything, it sounds like he doesn't want to come home. There's a lot of things that happened with him this year. He's not going back.
He's not going back. So you said Vikings
and Commanders.
Ooh. Vikings. I think both of those would be a great spot for him.
Ooh, you're right, though. Commanders, he could be opposite Lattimore.
I would say Commanders because at least I know we have our quarterback. For the Vikings, you don't know offensively where they're going and what they're going to look like.
Good call.
But I would go Commanders because Rico offense wins. Is set.
He wins. Hey, by the way, isn't this fun? None of these are the Giants. Thanks a lot, pothead.
Hold on. Here you go. I'll give you this one. Javon Holland, safety, Miami Dolphins, potential suitors, Bears, Giants.
Who cares? Really?
I gave you a Giants one.
We just used a second-round pick on a safety. That's what I get?
And next. You let one walk to the Packers. Yeah,
I'm aware. His name is Xavier McKinney, mm-hmm. And he's an all-pro.
Yep.
Bob Marley.
Well, he wasn't that good.
I'm going to put these offensive.
I see your pain.
I'm going to put these offensive linemen together. It's the best tackle that's going to be available and probably the best guard. Start with the tackle. Ronnie Stanley, currently with the Ravens, potential suitors, Bears, Jags. I think you understand to protect the quarterback, yep, Caleb Williams.
I think if you're the Bears, you make that happen because if you're really going to pull off this con that is Caleb Williams, you got to keep him upright.
And then the guard is Trey Smith, the Chiefs guard.
He's awesome.
Suitor, Cardinals, Bears.
Again, I'm with Rico.
Yeah.
If the Bears went out and spent the better part of $40 million on two old linemen, I wouldn't complain. You've got to go all in and make sure that offense is top five in the league.
Yeah.
And build from there.
Get those two, and then I would even draft another tackle and just kind of start all over again with that. That offensive line was horrible.
Cornerback here, that's probably the best one that's going to be in the market. DJ Reed from the Jets, potential suitors, Vikings and Steelers.
Hard pass. I hate this guy. And he's a walking penalty. I don't like him at all. I'd like to hit the portal on this question. I hope he lands retired. I don't like him.
I would probably say the Vikings. You would hope that. Here's where iron sharpens iron. You're going to go up against some of the best wide receivers. You're going up against the Justin Jeffersons. Maybe he'll make you a better player in practice.
Let me give you a couple of Detroit-related ones. One is leaving. One could join. The one that is leaving on the list could be Carlton Davis. And it says potential suitors for him would also be the Vikings.
Look, Davis is going to get paid. I mean, the injury is not a knee or an ankle or a Lisfranc. He broke his jaw. He had a very nice season for this team. The problem, this will be the, third or fourth straight year he missed at least four games. Availability is a skill. So it'll temper the market a little bit. Lions drafted Arnold. They drafted Rakestraw. Are they going to make a big commitment to an aging corner?
And I was about to say, I guess it depends. How much money is he going to be commanding?
Yeah, there's no prediction on that on this yet. So we'll see. The one that is connected to coming to Detroit is Khalil Mack, Detroit Lions.
One more.
Wait, I was about to say, come on, one more. There you go.
Wow. Love. That'd be incredible. And again, at this stage of his career, I don't need 65 snaps from you. You're going to play opposite Aiden? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Where do I sign? Bring in DeMarcus Lawrence, too. Go get Tank.
All right, now I have a series of receivers here to close this out.
Jadeveon Clowney?
Pat Shelton.
Clowney. Let's start with Steph Diggs. It says connection.
Calgary.
Suitor, Ravens.
No, thank you. Look, he's already proven he's not reliable. He's not stable. His mood swings are wild. His antics, I want nothing to do with him.
I thought he was going to do something down with the Texans. I really did. I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe
he'll do something when he either gets it together or matures. I don't know what he's got going on. I'm not his doctor. I'll just tell you, I can't rely on the cat. I want nothing to do with him. You realize that miracle in Minnesota when he was fast and productive 7 years ago?
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
He would need to be around a quarterback that really... like a veteran quarterback, and well, he ain't going back to Buffalo. And
Chris Godwin.
Did you say Calgary?
I did.
Calgary.
Stampeders could really use him. Chris Godwin?
Chris Godwin. It says Patriots.
Knees sold separately. I'm not paying this kid.
Yeah, he goes to the Patriots, but his knees go to Cleveland.
Yeah. The knees are on back order. I can't pay this guy. I love him. I love him as a player, but he always gets hurt.
This is where I see like the Bears doing something stupid and they bring him in there instead
like
of
drafting
a
Dunze at nine.
Instead of getting an offensive lineman. Yeah.
And your poor guy.
You know what? He's trying to make the best of a bad situation.
Okay.
I think he's like Sauce Gardner. He has a countdown clock till free agency.
When it's time to leave.
Can I get a receiver to the Giants, please?
There is no receiver to the Giants.
You know what?
Is the final receiver on my list. Okay.
You got a receiver.
Oh, God.
You got neighbors.
Yes, and the rest of them aren't tall enough to ride the rides at the county fair.
Here we go. Steph Diggs.
No.
To the Giants.
No.
Oh, no. You want a receiver.
Yeah, but not an insane one.
They're all insane.
That's actually not a terrible point. Yes, David.
The final player on this list, and he is a receiver. He is not going to the Giants. It is T. Higgins. And they say potential suitors, Steelers and Titans.
No.
But that's not right in my mind.
No. Chargers is destination 1A to me if he's not going back to Cincy. You get with Herbert, you become the number one. McConkey's your two. That's a legitimate framework for success. Titans? Are you kidding me?
I would love the Steelers, but I don't think that's happening either.
I guess with the Titans, you don't even know who your quarterback's going to be. Will Levis? May your days be happy.
May yo go to hell. Honestly. I hate him.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The Titans are on this list a few times.
David,
honestly,
that's all I get out of this. That's all I get.
That's no Giants. Okay. I'm sorry.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
I'm not doing this.
I can tell you, hell is hot.
I've heard. I got a glass of ice water reserved for you.
Y'all crazy, man.
That is
looking the match.
Good, Mike.
The match game.
Feeling
wide receiver
good,
free agency edition 97-1.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right. We have the injury report. And I think there's a notable player who will not be playing. There's no radio tease. We're just going right to David. And then I do have something for Kenny. Regarding the Wings, and I want to know whether it's something or nothing.
Yeah, I'll give you the Lions side of the injury report right now. Pat O'Connor out. Enos Rakestraw, questionable. Arnold Decker, Montgomery, they're good to go. Kevin Zeitler, out.
See, to me, and again, the guard depth has been good. Mahogany's been good. You know, TJ's hero, Coyote, Shody Bodhi, or whatever his name is. They've been good. But Zeitler is very good. No, that's not some doomsday scenario. It's just, that's a loss. Your offensive line's your biggest weapon. And if Mahogany were so good, he'd play over Zeitler. So don't just miss me with that. And you saw it at the end of the game against the Vikings. He pulled up lame. Pulled his hamstring. I thought he'd be back. So it's just one player, but it just, keep your eye on that. Because what's Washington's strength? They're D tackles. With Deron Payne and Jonathan
and
Allen.
He is not on the injury report anymore.
So they sewed his finger back up.
Apparently so.
You see that when he was coming off the field?
Yeah.
That thing was in seven directions. Mm-hmm. But just something to keep your eye on. Now, Kenny, I had something for you. And I understand that you can't hold the sins of the past against the current roster. But are you aware of what the Panthers have done to the Red Wings in the last 13 games?
So I was thinking about this last night, actually, looking at the look-ahead schedule here. And do you remember last year when we realized that they were going to win the Stanley Cup, the Panthers, when we played them and they just put bullets in us?
Wasn't it 7-1 or something?
It was something like that, and it didn't even look like they were the same, like we were in the same league. But I'm sure it's a very atrocious record. The Panthers are really good. The Wings haven't been.
How about 12-0-1?
Jesus.
Do you like goal differential?
Yeah, sure.
In that 12-0-1 span, the Florida Panthers have outscored the Wings 50-20.
Oh, jeez. No.
I mean,
so national TV tonight, you know, Pistons are going to play a big game. Wings are going to play a big game. I think Pistons have a much better shot because it sounds like Halliburton is questionable. Mm-hmm. Bernard Mathurin is suspended. I don't even care. Pistons have been bad for so long. Just win. And they play hard and they guard. So, but Kenny, I need to ask you that. Like, how much of that am I allowed to factor in where teams just got your number?
I think you can factor it into a point, but I mean, when you're talking about a new head coach and a new system and they've been playing a lot better hockey up until the San Jose game, I think...
What happened against San Jose?
I think what happened in San Jose was San Jose came into town and we're like, all right, we have one of the worst teams in the league in our own barn. And we're looking ahead to Florida, Tampa, Dallas, the Flyers. That's the road trip that they have ahead of them. I think that was a look-ahead spot for them and a test that they just failed.
They need 2-2 to keep momentum going.
I agree.
Is that
they
fair?
They need to split those four games, and then you will have no complaints from me.
Okay. Well,
you're going to have to steal a couple of those games because outside of the Flyers, who are pretty mid, I mean, Dallas is a really good hockey team. Florida, obviously, defending Stanley Cup champions. Tampa, you know Tampa.
Okay. 50-20. 12-0-1. You haven't beaten the Panthers since the Reagan administration. That's unbelievable. but yeah, Zeitler out. It's something. I'm not going to overdo it, but no, that hurts. David, take a text. What do you got, buddy?
Ticket text here says, we're very close to being back. I don't think we're fully back yet. That's going back to the topic we were talking about if Detroit is back or not.
Got it.
Someone else is saying here that, David, I'm so glad that you are now Bob Marley. Glad that you had your sleep, but I'm not Bob Marley.
No, but yeah, listen, there shouldn't be a stigma. They're weed gummies to go to sleep. It's not like you're out of your partying. It's not like you're going to go through a Wendy's drive-thru naked like the old Lions assistant. I mean, relax. You're going to sleep.
Oh, regarding Khalil Mack.
You remember that story?
Oh, my God.
Is it Joe Culler?
Yeah, I think so. Seriously, I mean, I'm just saying, like, David, you're not hurting anybody. It's just a different form of medicine. It's not like you went home and did a bunch of meth.
No, I did not do that. Someone is saying, regarding Khalil Mack, as he was on the list there, to come to Detroit, someone says, Mack has been done for years. No thank you on him.
Oh, okay. I quit.
Yeah. That's only one. That's only one.
There's always one. You're right. Don't bother. Don't inquire. Do nothing. And go sign another Davenport who's going to die.
Regarding the Red Wings, someone says, we just played down to their level. That was the problem. We didn't take them seriously. You agree with that, Kenny?
Kenny's calling for a bounce-back performance tonight.
I mean, I'd really like to see one. This is a defending Stanley Cup champion, though. I mean, these guys are built to assassinate people.
Let me give you the positive. Do you know how many goals does Lucas Raymond have in his last 21 games?
15?
16.
All right.
Good on you. Second most in the league in that span. There's your positivity.
Yeah, he's turning into a star before our eyes, guys.
Well, thank God, because Lord knows they don't really have anybody else. David, go ahead. Yeah, Kenny, that's not slander. It's kind of true.
He just didn't want to hear it.
Oh, I forgot.
Gummies are great for sleep. Wait till you have to wake up to use the bathroom. You will feel drunk, David. Trevor from Grand Rapids. That's
not accurate.
Yeah, I don't think I'll have that problem. Someone says, yes, take a smaller dose of Evan's Disco Gummies and you'll have an outstanding time. I'm telling you.
Now, here's my question. Why are we getting more ticket texts
on that?
About David taking gummies to go to sleep than the cornucopia of sports we have offered? You know what this town needs? They need kickoff.
They need Saturday at 8.
They need a game to happen. Yep.
To answer the question about Detroit and if we're back, someone says we need to be feared or respected in at least three of the four respective leagues.
I'm with you. And look, we just asked the question. You know, the Lions are Super Bowl contenders. The Tigers, yes, it may have been cosmic or fake, depending on your perspective. They made the playoffs. The Pistons might be able to get this thing home. And again, I stand by it. I still believe a lot of that has to do with it. They'll just be one of the last teams not tanking. And they'll get in. Mm-hmm. Are they improved? Of course they are. But it is more than one thing can be true. The Wings, look, factually, and from the Vegas odds, they're still a big long shot to get in. But they're respectable-ish. But none of these teams are threatening to win a championship outside of the Lions.
And that's the difference.
I can't say we're fully back.
Yeah.
You need multiple teams chasing the ultimate prize.
I said it before, I'll say it again. You're back when if you don't win a title, you're disappointed, and you'll say the season's a failure. That's when you know you're back.
I agree with you. David.
I mean, as long as you can watch the games, you're not cringing and they're enjoyable and you're having fun. Yes, I believe the Detroit sports is back in my eyes. Joey from White Lake.
The problem is then you're lowering the bar that as long as you're not an eyesore, you're back. That's not the standard that this town has set. That's not the standard for what great four sport towns have been. No, it can't just be, hey, we're not the worst. I mean, that's participation trophy logic. Nothing on Zeitler, by the way, too.
I'm fascinated. Not scared at all. I don't understand this. Nothing.
No, you don't need to be scared to identify that is a loss. Zeitler's been a hammer for this team. Mm-hmm. That's another guy the Giants let go. Nice job, guys. Thank you. But again, it's something because now, the way my mind always works, now you're one injury from a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And Zeitler has been excellent.
But it's not going to seem like a problem to anybody here because as I said, this team's almost NFL proof where even when bad things happen, doesn't matter. You still win.
You know, it's funny. I did an interview in D.C. with our sister station over there to preview the game. I go, sure, I'll do whatever you want. And they were like, geez, we're noticing the tickets are awfully expensive. And I'm like, guys, you are aware the Lions fans have been starved for 70 years. They're like, yeah, our fans are trying to go, but it's very expensive. I'm like, yeah, here's my advice. Don't go. You will not be there in any numbers, and you'll go broke. Mm-hmm. Like, people around the league are like, how is this the most expensive game? It's the equivalent if the Cleveland Browns were Super Bowl good. You're not getting into that stadium. You're not getting into Ford Field. And newsflash for the Commanders, if they host a playoff game next year, it will be the same thing. People have gone a lifetime without the Redskins being good, or Commanders, or football team, or whatever they're going to be called next year. The whole point is, it's not surprising to us.
And on that note, the Lions are making more tickets available for this game.
Where? The ceiling?
It says available seats are in various sections in Ford Field, and the cheapest, least expensive one is in the 300 level, starting at 450.
Okay.
They're making them available. That's what the story
says. I'm always questionable when they come up with new seats. That's probably a folding chair. Just saying.
That is.
Bob, wheel that chair out your office. There you go.
Here's my question. And it doesn't matter. People are going to get upset. Why would anybody pay $500 to sit in the worst seat in the house? Versus you're at home. Your toilet, your food, your guest list. You're not out $1,000 from buying two of those, because what sociopath goes to a game alone? Like, if I'm not begrudging anyone who decides like they just want to party. I'm saying if watching the game matters to you, that's an awful expenditure of $500. Mm-hmm. Or is that me just being elitist?
Well, $1,000, because you're not going by yourself.
It's not you being elitist. It is FOMO. You got to be there. You have to be in the house. Well, if you win the game, it means you get another game. I know, but at least I can say I was there.
Yeah, I got to be like, in the house, just, my house.
No. Just think about it. It's everybody who had to be at that Viking game. Okay. And how do you feel about that? Because now you got another game. And then if you win that game, it's next week. So it's the FOMO.
If they had $500 tickets, I could make a case you got to be in the building if the Lions go to the Super Bowl. Like the NFC title game, as that clock counts down, you will see an outpouring of emotion that is, it's you can't duplicate it. You can't fake 70 years of pain and the personal connections and the family connections that people have for the people who aren't here anymore to see it. Mm-hmm. That, if you sold me, all right, $450 and you get in the building to the NFC title game, I actually could understand that, but not this. I'm with you. This isn't the game. If they win, it's expected. If they lose, you'd prefer not to be there and be out $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. They've just released tickets. Go snap them up. Do whatever you guys want to do. 248-539-9797. Okay, so I wanted to update you guys on the latest on Ben Johnson. And I know some of this is going to come across as like me being a curmudgeon. But I don't like Tom Brady broadcasting this game when the news today is Tom Brady is one of the main, quote, allures of Ben Johnson trending towards the Raiders. And you think about this, you go, wait a second. So on some level, they've spoken. On some level, he's a big part of this. In the New York Post piece today, and there are quotes from Ian Rappaport in here, he said that it's simple. Those associated with the Raiders job believe Johnson's absolutely the leading candidate, and there are many who think, frankly, he's getting it. Close quote. They go on to talk about, despite the job's shortcomings of not having a young quarterback that is immediately there, that the allure of Brady is part of the draw, along with a massive offer where, Rico, you talked to somebody out in Vegas saying it was 6 guaranteed seasons.
Yes.
But then there was a wide range where it could be 10 a year, 15 a year. Whatever it is, he's getting a massive contract.
Enough that he's not going to say, turn the plane around.
Correct. So, look, it sounds like, and another article was in the papers today of Aaron Glenn trending towards the Jets. Does it put more, I don't know, does it become more real to you that as long as you win this, no one cares? But both these guys are leaving. Now, the Raiders thing, the Brady thing, here's what upsets me. Brady is a part owner of the Raiders. Fine. He's also a broadcaster. Not fine. He's covering Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. This guy is trying to take this guy from our team, but yet he gets to walk into our living room. And the other problem I have is you're watching the game. What is this going to be? An opening recruiting pitch for Ben Johnson? Because here's what's not going to happen. If Ben Johnson calls some terrible stuff and he calls like a pitchy woo-woo on 4th and inches and it loses 23 yards, is Tom Brady going to critique the guy he's trying to hand $100 million to?
No.
He's $90 million to 80, whatever?
No, he'll defend it and be like, well, this is the reason why it didn't work.
My point is Brady shouldn't be an announcer. You want to own a team? Go own a team. You want to call the game? Call the game. And I know he can't come to Rotunda Drive and he can't sit on production meetings, but this irks me. I don't like this.
No, but if nobody does anything, it's like being an offensive coordinator for a high school recruit.
And just understand, we don't love the idea of Ben Johnson going to Vegas, but it's never been about us or what you guys want. The allure probably is, A, the contract Rico talked about, but the ability as well to create a power vacuum. The Raiders are the only team that has fired their general manager and their coach. And it creates an ability for Ben Johnson to surround himself with people that understand the culture that has been built here. And presumably, I don't think it's a wild presumption, he will take people from Detroit and he will be given the time to build essentially what he has sat here and watched be built. Do I think it's the best job? No. But I also don't think it's a great idea to go to Chicago, work for Ryan Poles, and a year from now, Poles gets whacked.
But I also think it's Brady, and it's because it's Tom Brady. It's Brady is that player, like caller DJ call. He's the player that stars are like, wow, that's Tom Brady.
Or karate coaches.
That's Tom Brady. So when Tom Brady says, hey, I'm a big fan of yours, I think that has a lot of cachet. That has a lot of weight.
But then he gets to walk here, do the game, and he's going to kiss Ben Johnson's ass all night long as a part of a recruiting pitch.
Dude, I can't know that it's – I got a feeling that pregame they get to do the little walk around, and he's going to somehow bump – hey, how you doing there, Ben?
He's going to offer Ben Johnson cheek filler and avocado ice cream. I don't like it. Get this man – this man's an incel. Get him out of here. He should not be allowed here.
Yeah, but it's
he's a saboteur.
It's the reason because it's Tom Brady. Because Mike, think about it. Brady is just doing all of this stuff, and we all know he's breaking rules left and right. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be on TV.
Can't prove it, but we feel it.
Right, allegedly feels like, looks like,
sounds like
he pushes the envelope, and everybody just kind of winks and says, "Yeah." Allegedly. Okay, it's Tom.
It almost feels like we need to get a court order to get the phone records for Tom Brady to see what he's doing. Text messages, phone calls to Ben Johnson. It feels that we should do that.
I just don't like it. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth when you're watching this game as a Lions fan, and the guy calling the game is a part of a team offering Ben Johnson a godfather offer, recruiting him. And the guy calling the game, how would you create an allure? Look, Ben Johnson is a hyper-intelligent man, okay? The idea that you want me to believe that Ben Johnson, it's like a, you know, he's got a poster on his wall of Tom Brady, and that's why he likes him. That's insulting to Ben Johnson. No, conversations had to be had, period. Otherwise, you're just insulting Ben Johnson's intelligence, and I'm not doing that. So now, this guy that's had those conversations, I got to sit there and watch him and kiss. Watch. Lions will have no points. He'll be like, well, Ben Johnson, this is the greatest game plan I've ever seen.
Oh, just wait for that trick play.
This is the creativity I love.
You know, I don't think the NFL is ready for this type of a genius.
And that's where if Burkhardt had a spine, he'd turn to him and go, is that why you're offering him $80 million? We've lost all fun in broadcast.
I know.
You know what's going to happen pregame.
This is where you need Greg Olsen on the sideline. So, Tom, he's going to look good in that Raiders black and silver.
You know, pregame, there's going to be a production meeting. You say a word, we'll throw your ass in the gulag. Like, you are not to bring up the Raiders. You are not to bring... And how pathetic is that? Because my thing with all of this, first of all, I hated the idea of Tom Brady with no training and no ability. Hey, let's hand him $370 million. I think Brady ends up calling the Super Bowl and walking away. Because this power vacuum he's got in Vegas, he's running the team. It's not Mark Davis. He's Mark not, Davis isn't he ready to have a baby with a 25-year-old?
Yeah, but Brady is a smart businessman, which means if you're going to pay me to pull off this grift, okay, sure. Let's keep this party going.
Just hate that he's here doing it.
It just almost feels like, and I know plenty of people have watched shows like this, Law and Order, whatever it is, when you got that lawyer sitting right there with you in that room, and they're saying, nope, you don't say anything. It almost feels like Brady's going to be doing that in the booth. His lawyer's going to be right next to him. Nope, you cannot speak on Ben Johnson.
But the NFL created this problem.
Thank you.
This man who makes $37 million a year to be a D-minus broadcaster is now going to be provided cover as he is openly trying to poach someone that is on the field of play of the game he is covering. Mm-hmm. That is the height of conflict of interest.
Yeah, but they'll say, well, he didn't really do anything detrimental or, like, really? Because he's here. He's going after him. He's not, and that's just it. Because he really has no title, you can't get upset because
he's an owner.
But he's a minority owner, which means that he doesn't really have any say. So he's like Jay-Z with the Nets. He's like, well, yes, he is, but he's not really.
That whole remember the Jay-Z thing like 15 years ago when he did that? Mm-hmm. Then it turns out he owned like a percent of a percent.
Right.
He owned nothing.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
So they're going to try to peddle it like, well, it's just a figurehead saying he's an owner, but he's not he's calling the shots.
100% he is. And he owns an actual chunk of that team. Unlike,
but he's promised to not criticize the refs. He's promised to say only good things about the NFL.
Truly remarkable. All right. We'll get to a football today momentarily. And then Rico has a critical number for the Lions and Commanders that will assure the Lions of comfortable victory. We'll get to that at 5 o'clock.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.